Senate Bill 25, an act to place a maximum fee for certain initial public offerings of securities.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Gail Shepik. I'm Director of Securities. Senate Bill 25 is an economic development bill. The way the law is now, if you have a securities registration, there's no cap on the fee. And so the amount can be unlimited. I realize this is maybe the wrong year to ask for a cap on a fee where the budget is, but this will in the long run help South Dakota help individual businesses get started. The way this thing works is that most registrations for public offerings are out-of-state companies. And so they'll have, say, a $20 million offering that they're selling throughout the United States. And they'll look at South Dakota and they'll say, well, maybe we can sell $1 million here. And so they'll register $1 million and pay a fee of about $1,000. So the majority of the fees that are paid are less than $2,000. They're $400, $500, $1,000. But where you really have a problem and where people really get hurt is when you have a South Dakota company like we've had several ethanol plants, and typically they're a $20 million offering. Well, they want to sell all of that offering in South Dakota. Naturally, because you have producer contracts that are usually required with those. And we've had ethanol plants pay over $17,000 just to get their offering through my office. And it's, you know, that's an extreme hit for somebody that hasn't poured their first bucket of cement. And what this will do is cap it at $2,000. And as far as what will it do to the general fund, it's really not going to hurt the general fund because this is such a small portion of income that we bring in each year. It amounts to about $50,000, and I figured over about a 30-month period, we may have lost, if this cap would have been in place, we would have lost maybe $13,000. My theory is that if we pass this bill in the long run, we're going to make more money. And the reason is because there are several companies that won't register here because they don't want to track how much is sold here. It's too costly. And if we had a $2,000 cap, they'd pay $2,000. And a lot of those $1,000 fees, they just pay $2,000 instead of paying the $500 or the $1,000. And so I think in the long run, we'll make more money. It'll help small business in South Dakota get started. And that's this bill.
Thank you. Are there any other proponents? Are there any opponents? Seeing none, are there any questions? Representative Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is it Shepik?
Yes.
Mr. Shepik, when an offering of securities is imminent, they file with your office.
That's correct.
What does your office do when you receive that registration or application?
Well, we review it to see if the business deal has been properly disclosed. I mean, that's basically what we're looking for.
May I follow up?
Follow up.
To see if the business deal has been properly disclosed.
Yes. Well, for example, when you make a registration on a public offering, you'll have to submit a pretty lengthy document. And what that document is for is so that the investor understands what they're going to invest in. And so the purpose of registration is that you make certain that they've disclosed everything.
So you're talking about the risk disclosure?
Risk factors, uh-huh.
Okay.
You know, everything about the deal, how much it's going to cost to get in, what's the dilution, who's the officers and directors, who are these people, you know, what's the net worth of the business, that sort of thing.
Well, I'm wondering, through the investigative stage of this public offering, could you, in fact, wind up spending more than what you've said is a maximum fee?
No. No way.
You don't?
No.
You don't investigate that thoroughly?
Well, it's not that difficult to do.
Okay.
I mean, it's just a ridiculous fee is what it is. I mean, it's outrageous.
Thank you.
I mean, you could buy a new vehicle for what it costs to get through my office. I mean, if you stop, this is not a month or a year-long process to do this sort of thing. And in addition to these fees, I also have to pay Secretary of State fees. So, for example, that ethanol plant was over $20,000 just getting through state offices. And then I've had other ones that have to file on the federal level as well and pay another $5,000.
The reason I ask is...
Do you have another question, Roderick?
Yes, I do. I used to be in the banking business, and in order to file an application with the Division of Banking, I considered the fees to be quite high,
mm-hmm.
Substantially higher than what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And ironically, all of the banks in South Dakota support and fund the Division of Banking. No state tax dollars are used. And they continue to do that.
Yeah, there's no state tax dollars that fund securities either. It's self-funded. So, I mean, we have plenty of money.
I wish I could say that.
You know, and like I said, this is... Just think about it. If all of you here decided you want to put together a project and you say, well, let's throw $10,000 in the pot to try to get this thing off the floor, it all goes to my office. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. That's not good economic development, in my opinion.
Representative Siebert.
This deal, you mentioned the ethanol plants, which are basically co-ops, except maybe the one north of Pier here.
And I've had three in the last several months that are LLCs. Limited liability companies. Most of them anymore don't want to be co-ops because you can't take advantage of the tax. Government gives 5 cents a gallon tax break, but they don't give that to co-ops, so a lot of them are switching to LLCs.
Do you review the prospectus?
Yes, that's what it is.
And the accuracy of that?
That's what you're reviewing is the prospectus, yes.
To what extent do you review that? I guess you say there's no work to it.
Well, yeah, there's work to it, but what I'm saying, it's not worth $17,000. And, we have enough money to operate. It's not like we need this to operate.
If I have a company want to go public,
mm-hmm.
with that, I have to send documents here, and I have to send documents to the federal level, I understand.
You may have to, yes.
And if I have an $8 million business and I'm going to put that public, do you come out and check to see if I have $8 million, or we just believe?
We just review your... we review.
Do you have a private auditing done before that?
No, we just review your documents.
Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I support what you're saying. This question is more from my own learning. You mentioned that some corporations might not now be registering in South Dakota because of the fee structure.
That's true.
Okay, now they are registered in another state, and we're just using a reciprocity. Is that the way that would be?
Well, they just don't sell here. They don't sell here. For example, there's some collateralized mortgage obligations that are billion-dollar offerings. They can't track how much they're going to sell in South Dakota. They have 1,800 underwriters selling that stuff, and they're not going to fool with it. You know, it's not worth it. They're not going to fool with it.
Follow up,
Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Okay, but now on an initial public offering, do they necessarily know where it's going to be sold? If I buy through a brokerage firm in Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
Am I breaking the law in doing that?
No, you can go buy it in Minnesota, and Minnesota law would apply. But in other words, if they register $1 million here, then they have to verify that they've sold. That's what they've sold here.
Any other questions?
Maybe one more.
Representative Siebert?
It had nothing to do with it, because all we're doing is talking price here, I guess. But I guess it kind of I'm puzzled as to why, when you're out going out for public office offer, who checks to see that this offer is right and accurate?
If it's a false prospectus.
Well,
if you file a false document, it's a felony. We're not going to know every business deal, whether it's the same thing with Enron. You had faulty auditors. How are you going to know that? That went through the SEC. They have batteries of CPAs that looked at that stuff. And look what she ended up with. If people want to be crooked, they're going to be crooked.
But they're already in the security business. I was thinking of someone new going in, the accuracy of it, because they're not listed already.
Well, yeah, most of the time they don't have anything either, see. They don't have any assets. What they're doing is they're saying, we don't have anything, give us $20 million, and here's what we're going to build. That's the way most public offerings go.
Follow up? I guess I'm thinking more of an existing company, not the ethanol plants. You got an existing...
If you have an existing company...
It has assets, and they're going to go public. And we've had a few of those in South Dakota, not a lot of them, but we've had some. And I guess we really don't check that as...
I guess the answer to your question is if they want to lie, they can lie. It's that simple.
Any other questions? Seeing none. We'll close the public testimony to committee discussion and or action on Senate Bill 25. Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I think the committee's having trouble because nobody's tried to give money back before. But I would move due pass on Senate Bill 25.
Due pass motion by Representative Olson, seconded by Representative Madsen. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none. All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. And the Secretary will call the roll.
Bradrick?
What the heck? Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Linsky?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Madsen?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Solem?
Aye.
And Siebert?
Aye.
Connell?
Aye. That motion passes 11 to 0. Well, consent motion by Madsen, seconded by Galinsky. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, sir.